Hi, this is Mike from Opinions Research. They were talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I'm sorry?
Yes. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
A mix.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, these Republicans' one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it's time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
It's working well.
Okay, thank you. All right, which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? The first one, illegal immigration and the border. Next one, violent crime. Next one, funding for public school and teacher pay, healthcare costs, property taxes, abortion rights, the economy, inflation, and jobs, or gun violence.
Okay. What is the question concerning those items?
Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today?
Would be border.
I'm sorry, what was your answer one more time, please? You said
border,
correct? Okay, thank you. All right, and which is the most important problem or issue? Violent crime, funding for public school and teacher pay, healthcare costs, property taxes, abortion rights, the economy, inflation, and jobs, or gun violence?
Would be school pay.
Funding for public, okay, and teacher pay. Thank you. All right, next. Mark your opinion for each of very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. I really appreciate your time. So the first one, Laurel Jordan Swift.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You need to mark your opinion for each of as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So the first one, is Laurel Jordan Swift.
Is what? I'm not understanding what you. I think you do favorable. I just don't understand what favorable it represents.
Okay.
To what?
Okay, no problem. So let me just clarify this again. I'm sorry. So you will need to mark your opinion for each of the names that you're going to be hearing, right? So the first one is Laurel Jordan Swift. In your opinion, would you mark these as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next name is Mark LaHood.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Ken Paxton.
Somewhat favorable.
Next one, Ted Cruz.
Somewhat favorable.
Next one, Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Next one, Colin Allred.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And the last one is Steve Allison.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this now. So in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent. Would you vote for it if you have to choose, if you have to choose today?
If I had to choose today, Trump.
Okay, thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Arad, the Democrat, which one would you vote for it if you had to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if, I'm sorry, in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Marla Hood, the Republican, or Laura Jordan Swiss, Democrat, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
The Republican.
Thank you. All right, next here is some follow-up information about both of the State House District candidates. The first one, Marla Hood. Marla Hood is a proud Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott, so because he will work with them and to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Next one, Laura Jordan Swiss. The Democrat is a San Antonio native with a career in the medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laura will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public school, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans, and she will also work to restore women's freedom or of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. So with that being said, based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Marla Hood, the Republican, or Laura Jordan Swiss, the Democrat?
La Hood.
I'm sorry, what did you say? La Hood.
La Hood.
Okay, thank you. All right, American culture. So, Mark, which side you agree with most? America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The other one, the liberal woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyle. So, which side you agree with most?
The first one.
Okay, thank you. Values and freedoms. You need to mark which side you agree with most. The first one, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. And the other one, I agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning the school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
The first one.
Thank you. Which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? So you will need to mark which side you agree with most. The first one, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. And the other one, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it.
Second one.
Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
Agree.
Thank you. Okay, next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature.
How much longer do you have to go?
Just so let you know, we're in the middle of the survey. Just a couple of more questions. There are going to be some statements that I need to read to you, and there are going to be some questions in regards to most likely for statistical purposes, right? And then we're going to be done. So,
thank
you. Yeah.
Your time's running out.
Okay, thank you. A few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that appears upon its make. Rage reaction to each is either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. The first one, Larry Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting to walk DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police.
Okay, do I have to agree or disagree?
You have to say if you very you're very strong against, someone is strong against, or a weak reason to vote
strong
against that candidate.
Strong against.
Very strong or somewhat strong?
Very strong.
Thank you. Next one. Marley Hood supports the Republican extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman at traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
Somewhat agree.
All right. Someone is turning against, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Next one. In the legislature, Larry Jordan Swift will vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one. Marley Hood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccination to have helped eradicate serious disease and viruses.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Someone is turning against, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Next one. LaHood is in a record-taking campaign contribution from a group, even a state Republicans leader, Stacey Brown, because they are connected to an SS sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jews, people, and beating women.
Somewhat disagree.
All right, thank you. Marley Hood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a liar defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Marley Hood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public school and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Next one. Lauren Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate.
Somewhat disagree.
If elected, Marley Hood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he will put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
Disagree strongly.
All right. Very stern against, right?
Yes.
Okay. Marley Hood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Next one. Swift is backed by the same big national laborers who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership.
Strongly agree.
All right. Very stern against, correct?
Yes.
Laura Jordan Swift and her Democratic pause will continue to the Biden harsh border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities.
Strongly agree.
Very stern against, right?
Yes.
LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy the representative who represents them and their extremist agenda defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms.
Strongly disagree.
Very stern against, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this now. After hearing these statements about Marley Hood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated the more moderate bipartisan criminal representative Steve Allison in the primary, do you agree or disagree? Marley Hood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas.
Disagree.
Thank you. All right, Leslie, here are some statements about the director and policies of one of the candidates for state representatives, Laura Jordan Swift. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So after this, we are just going to be ending up this survey with just short questions. The first one, in the legislature, Laura Jordan Swift will support expanding healthcare to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do.
What are my options again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. You need to answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Neutral.
Thank you. Next one. A former Republican herself, Laura Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us.
Disagree.
All right, negative, correct. Yeah.
Negative.
All right, next one. Laura Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for all homeowners, by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for business and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share.
Support.
You said somewhat positive,
somewhat.
Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you. Next one. Laura Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of a public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget supposed to fully fund our school, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure in local property taxes.
Support. Strongly.
All right. Very positive, right? Okay.
Correct.
So next one. Laura Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own healthcare choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including what medically necessary to save a woman's life.
Disagree strongly.
All right. All right, negative. Thank you. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insurance at home or vehicle squeezing, Texas consumer Laura Jordan Swift said it is time to change who Austin looks out of four and will take our great insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from raising rates.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. In the legislature, Lauren will support public school by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers.
Support strongly.
All right. Very positive. Thank you. All right. Lauren believes the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales.
Moderately support.
Someone positive, right?
Correct.
Thank you. Last one, Router thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be partisan, pragmatic problem solver in the legislature working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
Okay, edited conversation.
Strongly negative.
Okay, thank you. Let me just confirm over here. Having heard this information, if you have to vote today, would you choose Marla Hill, the Republican, or Lauren Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
LaHood.
Thank you. What is your gender, just as a confirmation?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me is your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Negative.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, white, Caucasian, or other?
I'm white.
Thank you. And do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. The first one, Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Next one, Facebook, Meta?
No.
Next one, TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
Next one, YouTube TV?
No.
Next one, TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Yes.
And last one, TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey for today. I thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Bye.